now we're back to the news. For a lot of activities, it is business as usual. On the planning and development front, Sweetbriar Retail Park is set to expand, and plans are drawn up for the large Coleman's site. A Surrey Street Bank is to become offices, and a £2 million community hub is on the way in Aylsham Road.
A once-in-a-generation vision to transform an industrial area with up to 4,000 homes and 6,000 jobs has taken a step forwards. Plans to spend some £500,000 on a master plan for a 123-acre area to the east of Norwich, including the old Carrow Works, Deal and Utilities sites, have been agreed by the City Council. Councillors hope to create new homes and thousands of jobs in the area, which became available for development after Unilever and Britvic vacated the former Coleman's factory site. At a cabinet meeting, Norwich City councillors agreed to create the East Norwich Partnership to plan for the mixed-use residential area. The new public-private sector group will lead the transformation into a new business quarter, but development relies on the Trouse Railway Bridge being improved. Council leader and Crome Ward member Alan Waters said the plans were a once-in-a-generation opportunity which set out East Norwich as the new future productive quarter of the city's growth and utilises the full development potential of the site.
More than 100 new jobs could be created if plans to expand a retail park on the edge of the city are given the green light. Plans have been lodged with Norwich City Council to extend the Sweetbriar Retail Park into 6.6 acres of land next to the existing site on Sweetbriar Road. Should the plans be given the go-ahead by City Hall, it would pave the way for a new TK Maxx on the site near Helsdon, as well as a new gym, a roundabout, and a clutch of other retail units. And papers submitted with the application say that it would create 125 jobs in the retail sector, going against the trend of the tough financial times the county is forecast to endure as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic.
A 2 million community hub is looking to create at least 20 new jobs to support families and communities in Norwich. YMCA Norfolk took on the Jubilee Hall on Aylsham Road, which was previously owned by the Royal British Legion and is currently renovating the building to become a multi-service hub. The charity aims to open the centre in spring 2021. Ahead of opening, it has begun a recruitment drive to secure staff to help run the Ofsted registered Muddy Puddles Nursery, which is based at the site. Among the roles will include a nursery manager, deputy manager, early years educators and safeguarding leaders for the nursery, which aims to provide daycare for 90 children. Further jobs will become available to work in the planned community cafe and general building maintenance. As part of the hub, YMCA Norfolk aims to create a community cafe, soft and outdoor play area, as well as services including chaplaincy, pastoral care, youth clubs, office space and training. Work is due to get started again on the ongoing renovation of the building, which was briefly delayed due to lockdown.
An empty bank looks set to get a new lease of life, although into a restaurant have been shelved. Permission has been granted for the former regional headquarters for Lloyds Bank in Norwich City Centre, Surrey Street, to be turned into offices. Norwich City Council's planning department has granted permission for the changes to be made to the building, with the bank having shut in March 2018. Officers at City Hall used delegated powers to give the go-ahead to Glasgow-based Left City to change the use of the building from financial and professional services to offices. Last year, the City Council had given permission for the ground floor and basement of the building to be turned into a restaurant, with offices on the first and second floors. But in the council report detailing why permission to allow the building to become solely offices was being granted, planning officer Robert Webb said, Whilst permission was granted previously to restaurant use with offices above, the owners have not been successful in finding a tenant. A letter has been provided by a local agent confirming that there has been little interest in the property for restaurant use, but a genuine interest has been shown by a company who wished to occupy the entire premises as an office. The building, which had been occupied by Lloyd's since 1927 until it closed, is locally listed.
A third sinkhole in the space of 6 months has opened up in one of the main roads into the city. Neighbours have been voicing their frustration after the hole opened on Angel Road in Norwich, almost exactly 6 months after the last one was repaired and in almost the precise same spot. Highways engineers are en route to repair the sinkhole, which has been cordoned off by cones, but as it stands, traffic is still able to pass. Charin Thompson of Angel Road said, "I think the only reason that it has lasted as long as it has is because there's been less traffic, but now it has picked up again, it has opened. I can always hear sounds when people drive down and hit the bumps." The community brought a number of neighbours onto the street, with many commenting on the fact that it is not the first time this has happened. It comes 6 months after a larger sinkhole brought the road to a standstill for a fortnight, with business owners complaining it had been a nuisance. The hole reopened a second time days after it was repaired.
A scheme that means people can borrow one of Norwich's Beryl Bikes rental bicycles for free has been extended, after 1,000 people signed up within just 9 days. Bosses at Beryl Bikes and Norfolk County Council launched an initiative that meant the first 1,000 users to redeem the promotion would get 200 free riding minutes to use across the city. The scheme has been so successful that an extra 200,000 free riding minutes have been added, so a further 1,000 people will be able to use the bicycles for free. The Beryl Bikes scheme was launched in March, just before coronavirus lockdown restrictions were introduced, and the Free Minutes initiative is being run with the County Council's Pushing Ahead programme. Martin Wilby, the Norfolk County Council's Cabinet Member for Highways and Infrastructure and Chair of the Transforming Cities Joint Committee, said, "We've seen a rapid increase in cycling in recent years, particularly since the lockdown began, and we're delighted with the level of interest in the new Beryl bikes. With government restrictions now easing and more bike bay locations on the way, we hope that more people will be able to get out and give them a try, benefiting both the environment and the economy."
You could be forgiven for thinking it was an unassuming 1960s building, not worth a second glance. But now building work has chipped away at the brickwork shelf and revealed a 19th century chapel, hidden from view for more than 50 years. The old but new site on Park Lane in Norwich's Golden Triangle is the latest twist in a recent tale of controversy around St Peter's Methodist Church, which started when residents mounted a campaign to stop redevelopment of the site. The battle between the community and developers rumbled on for more than 3 years, until September 2019, when the council gave permission for St Peter's to be converted into flats. Work got underway on the site earlier this year. One of the first things builders have done is to remove the yellow brick encasing the church hall, revealing the original Park Lane Wesleyan Methodist Church. The chapel was built in 1894 and was designed by Norwich architect E. Boardman and Sons. Boardman's building and traces of its former grandeur can be seen once more, including an imposing window which, although now bricked in, once looked out over Park Lane.
People with concessionary bus passes will no longer be able to use them on Norfolk's buses before 9:30 a.m. on weekdays, after regulations relaxed during the coronavirus lockdown were put back in place. Holders of the passes, including older people and those with disabilities, can usually enjoy free travel between 9:30 a.m. and 11 p.m. Monday to Friday, and all day at weekends and on public holidays. But in March, as coronavirus lockdown started and fewer people were travelling, bus operators agreed to a temporary amendment to the concessionary travel scheme. However, Norfolk County Council has, through a delegated decision taken by Martin Wilby, the Cabinet Member for Highways and Infrastructure, agreed to revert to the normal way of operating. With supermarkets now fully stocked and more online delivery slots available, and because more people are using buses to get to work, the council decided to end the temporary extension for use of the passes.